Torah Chapter 7, Mishnah 1. Hakada shenicha es kederasav v'yarad lishtos. A potter who's got clay pots, and he puts the pots down in a public domain, and then he goes off to have a drink, right? He goes off to have a drink. And the potter is a chaver. He is someone who is very careful about purity, and so he looked after his pots. But there's people who are not careful about purity and impurity. They are Amma Aretz walking past up and down. So what's the deal with the pots now? It says in the Mishnah, Ptimios Tohares, the inner pots facing the wall are pure, Vachitzonos, but the outer pots facing the street, Tmas, they are impure. And the reason being that we worried that an Amma Aretz will walk past. Good, and he can't just touch it because it's earthenware, right? Remember, he's got to touch the inside. But we worried that maybe his clothes like dragged over it and went in or something like that. So the pots that are next to him are impure. I'm a Rabbi Yosi, he says Rabbi Yosi, B'mad Rim, what are we talking about? B'mutaris, that is where they are not tied together, the pots. I will buy gudos, but if the pots are tied together, Hakol Tahar, then everything is pure. And the reason being that when they tie together, they tie them with their openings facing one another. So it was harder to get in. He would have literally had to have untied it or something like that to get in. Next case, a Moise Maftechoi La Amma Aretz, a chaver who's careful with his purity and impurity, if he leaves his key, his house key, with an Amma Aretz. So what is the case? So the Mishnah Abayas Torah, the house remains pure. Shelo Masalo Ela Shmiras HaMaftach. He only gave it to him to safeguard the key. But we're not assuming in this case that the Amma Aretz would have entered the house and used it, because that wasn't what was expected of him. He would almost be considered a thief if he actually then used the key and went into the house.